I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There are more than 215 million persecuted Christians worldwide. According to the 2018 World Watch List, Open Doors USA's annual ranking of the 50 worst countries for violence and persecution against believers. Analyzing the list, FMI's Bruce Allen.
Last year, there were seven countries with scores of 55 or lower. This year, no score was below 55. The lowest score was 56. We can see from year to year that when we look at the scores, things are progressively getting worse for our brothers and sisters around the world.
With that said, Christian persecution is on the rise across the board, even in the Americas. So let's be praying together for the church under fire. We'll give you specifics at our website. And moments before his ascension, Jesus told his disciples to take his story to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. That last one means the millions of people who have never heard the name of Christ. And that last one, Greg Kelly of World Mission wants to make sure believers don't forget.
There's thousands of these people groups that have never heard, and if every Christian just acknowledged one of them, it's my firm conviction that in our lifetime we'll see the fulfillment of the Great Commission.
So World Mission has partnered with the Alliance behind the International Day for the Unreached to continue to involve believers in spreading the gospel around the world.
We're actually out in the field through our networks, over 30 networks from Senegal to Indonesia, telling people who have never heard of Jesus about what he did for the first time in their life.
To join the IDU movement, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.